true love can take you places you might never go alone. But for commentator Jay Kaiser, sometimes those places are a bit too wild.
I have been a serious traveler for the past 10 years, a harmful side effect of a relationship with the woman to whom I am married. She is an inveterate traveler. To have married her and not travel would be like wearing sunglasses in an art gallery. You only see part of what's there. There is a cost attached. Each time our plane lifts off for some exotic destination, I'm on pins and needles. Why? Not to put too fine a point on it. I'm afraid for my life. The assassin? Nature. It's as simple as that. Unfortunately, it isn't cities like Rome or Paris that attract my wife. She takes me to places where snakes dangle from trees. For example, the Engaruka Plain in Tanzanian Africa, where we look for pythons balled up like worn-out tires in the upper reaches of acacias. Once, in Zambia, we were walking in a bend of the South Luanga River. Suddenly, four lionesses hidden in the tall reeds of a meadow rose up in front of us like Cerberus, the multi-headed hound of Hades. They roared as if to say, a la Danny DeVito in Romancing the Stone, "Your ass is grass and I'm a lawnmower." We escaped by backing up slowly, assurance that we were not a threat. They bought it. Retelling the incident still knots my stomach. My dilemma as a traveler is that I can be wherever my wife takes me in body only. Only it isn't the body that counts. It's the spirit. I am a homebody, the kind who always finds that one last thing to do before leaving the house. Turn off the computer, wash one last glass, fold the newspaper, anything to stave off the trip out over the threshold. Most toilers in the safari trade anticipate a touch of this in their clientele. On the 6 African safaris my wife has foisted on me, our guides bent over backwards to provide astonishingly good meals, including homemade ice cream for dessert. That's only the half of it. In the middle of some godforsaken wilderness, say the Kalahari Desert, they go to incredible lengths to set up hot showers at the end of a blistering day. By the time we return to the campsite, the crew has readied scads of boiling water. They bucket steaming bags of it to canvas shower stalls erected next to our sleeping tents. They hoist them up on pulleys and tip them into reservoirs just so we can stand under a shower head, pull on a drawstring, and have gallons of hot water wash over us. Above our heads, more stars than you can ever imagine watch from a respectful distance. The guides understand me better than I do. They know the shower is as much a symbol as it is an amenity. It assures me I am not really there after all, so I needn't be anxious. I will continue to travel as long as my wife is alive. If she dies before me, then I will make one last trip, the one I promised her I would make, scattering a bit of her ashes on every continent on the face of the earth. She has by far the easier task. If I go first, the backyard will do.
Jay Kaiser is a professor emeritus of linguistics at MIT. His new children's book is called The Pond God.